It's All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Taj Mahal, back in the state for solo shows at the Blue Note through Sunday. He's got a relationship with Hawaii, even living here for a while. He's been our guest several times before, including in our Atherton studio, and it's a thrill to have him on the line right now. Hey, brother, thanks for doing this.
No worries, man. It's like a place I love, you know, what's going on over there. But I wanted to come and do a solo thing. I haven't done much of that for a while. Just let people know where it starts, being a guitar, being a banjo. To me, with the influence that the steel guitars had on music in general, in specific the blues, the steel guitar's gone all the way to Africa.
Right.
These older melodies that basically got translated to the transatlantic slave trade.
When you mention all of that deep roots to Africa, in 1979, your first African tour sponsored by President Jimmy Carter's administration.
Yeah, well, that was really, really wonderful. Jimmy Carter, he sent out quite a few people, Junior Wells and Buddy Guy, and this has been happening since they sent Louis Armstrong years ago.
Wow.
As an ambassador. In fact, that's how Hugh Masekela got his first trumpet. Back in those days, he would always send goodwill ambassadors to various countries to do things. And then, of course, we got asked with the Carter administration. We went Niger, Burkina Faso, Kenya, Zaire, Congo, Gabon, Burundi, Rwanda, Cameroon, Liberia, Gambia, and Senegal.
Amazing.
And it was fantastic. We did workshops, jam sessions, concerts, met with various people, and we went to schools, any place that they spoke English, and they asked us questions about our music, about our lives and whatnot. And we got to hear another band that came out, the Pygmies of the Ituri Forest down in the Congo. They were playing these big thumb pianos that they had amplified by taking the mouthpiece part of those old telephones and taping them to the bottom of
the thumb piano?
The thumb piano.
That's a kalimba?
Kalimba or humbira, a bunch of different names. They had this whole orchestra hooked up to this one amplifier. The cymbals were made out of old smashed car hubcaps.
Wow.
And they didn't sound like no Zildjian, but boy, they was in the pocket. And the tone, you know.
Organic.
Thank you very much. Exactly. We all, to this day, still talk about that experience.
You were funny. You said it wasn't any Zildjian, but it went in the pocket. You're talking about the cymbal. And when you talk about that, being resourceful, I guess it was, there's this other side of you connecting with the roots. And again, it connects to Africa, but it does through Jamaica. I was looking at your Mo Roots record from 74, which has Aston Family Man Barrett on it, legendary bassist and arranger for Marley's band.
The Caribbean connection comes directly into my family. My mother's side of the family are migrants from South Carolina to the Northeast, Manhattan and Brooklyn, New York. My father's side of the family comes out of the Caribbean, directly out of the West Indies, from the islands of St. Kitts and Nevis.
Right.
About 1902, they came through Ellis Island. And then my grandmother and grandfather met in New York, and they got married in 1902. For me, personally, the Jamaican music, due to a tragedy, when I was about 12 and a half, we lost our dad, and my mother remarried to a Jamaican man. By this point, we still are influenced by Belafonte, older Caribbean-type music. But I, 17, 18, 19, I'm wondering what's happening with the young people coming out of Jamaica. Of course, when Marley came along, that's what was exciting to me. My first impression was I came home off the road. The postman, he used to always let him know when I was coming home so he didn't leave my mail hanging around. And so he delivered the day that I came home. And I saw this big envelope outside of the door. And I opened it up, and it was that Catch a Fire album. That the first one. I can remember putting it on my stereo. My first thing was that they will never play that on AM radio. It's too much bass. You know, if you went to Jamaica to hear it the way it sounds there, it's bigger, louder, and heavier. the sound systems that those guys built, the ground is shaking under you.
I know what you mean. I've been in the grill on the beach.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I was looking in my head. Yeah, man.
Those sound systems they use in Jamaica, it's a much more intense experience.
Oh, yeah.
Also riffing on the African connection that permeates all of this is the fact that Slave Driver was the jam that you ended up covering on that record. And you think, like,
yeah.
What is that but a route to Africa?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. My brother had gone down and spent some time. The 3 o'clock roadblock song, my brother was in the car with him when that happened.
Where he had to throw his herb out the window.
Herb stomped up a mellow herb stalk, you know. Yeah, yeah. My brother was in the car with him when they got stopped because he had gone down there to talk to them about us working together. But, yeah, man, I mean, it's like I was in the various roots, more stuff that contributes to what I am and to who we are.
I love that word contribute, Taj. A bit of recent respect I see that you just got. Your very first album was added to the Grammy Hall of Fame, and that's the record that had Statesboro Blues on it, and it was your your cover of that inspired the Allman Brothers Band to cover it. You contributed what became a huge signature part of their repertoire.
Yeah, I was really amazed about what Greg talked about and how the whole thing came down. For me, I was interested in learning how to play 12-string guitar. I discovered a compilation by Sam Charters. They had Blind Willie McTell's Statesboro Blues.
Wow.
I was spending time learning how to play that song, and then when I came to California and Ry Cooter and I got together, he knew the song. And we come up with a version of it. And then on that album that we just were talking about, it was inducted to the Grammy Music Hall of Fame, the first Taj Mahal album. That was when I met Jesse Davis. And he's the one that came up with that arrangement with the slide and made it kind of like a blues rock song. And then we go to the leap to the Allmans. The Allmans are real particular about the music that they like. But they really liked us. So what happened was, it was Dwayne's birthday, and Greg convinced him that they needed to go rent some horses and go horseback riding. They rent the horses, and the guy tells them, look, be real careful, these guys. If you take them up on the blacktop road, they're going to be real skittish. So be careful. So anyway, they get on the horses. Greg convinces him to go up on the blacktop road. The horse gets skittish. It throws Dwayne.
Ooh.
He breaks his arm. It's his birthday. He's in the house. And he's got some kind of flu bug or whatever it is on top of it. And he is mad at Greg. Dwayne is, hey, he gave me stink eye. You know what I mean?
Stink eye.
He gave me big kind of stink eye. And, you know, he's like not happy. So what happens? Greg is kind of thinking, what can I do to break the ice with my brother? And so he decides he's going to give a gift of herb and this record that he was listening to with Statesboro Blues. So he puts the thing, knocks on the door, and he runs away. So Dwayne comes to the door, he calls them all in a cast, and he sees this record and the herb there, and he takes it in. And Greg says about 2 hours later, he gets a phone and he says, baby brother, you better get yourself over here right now. And he says, he comes over to the house and he comes in and Dwayne got the record on the record player and he's playing along with the record. And from there, it became a part of their repertoire.
That is one of the greatest stories that just shows, again, the depth of all the different ways that you connect people and their memories, and you're really bringing a lot with you. I guess that's what my point is.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Did you have fun today? Was this okay?
Oh, yeah, this is wonderful. Yeah, you're kidding me? Well, people really know what they're talking about.
Appreciate that, my brother.
See you guys down the line, right? Aloha.
Aloha, Taj. Take care. Be safe.
Same to you.
to that hills. Woke up that morning, had them stage bird blues. Looked over in the corner, right, my grandma had them too. Mama died and left me wrecked, and Papa died and left me wild. I ain't good looking, baby, but I'm someone sweet and shy. Going to the country, baby, do you wanna go? I know if you can make it, your sister Lucille says she wanna go. Thank you.